The inertialess drive, which made an interstellar trip a matter of minutes instead of lifetimes, brought with it such an increase in crime and made detection of criminals so difficult that law enforcement broke down almost completely. As Sams himself expressed it, "How can legal processes work efficiently, work at all for that matter, when a man can commit murder, or a pirate can loot a spaceship, and be 100 parsecs away before the crime is even discovered? How can a Tellurian John Law find a criminal on a strange world that knows nothing whatever of our patrol, with a completely alien language, maybe no language at all, when it takes months even to find out who and where, if any, the native police officers are?" Also, there was the apparently insuperable difficulty of the identification of authorized personnel. Triplanetary's best scientists had done their best in the way of a non-counterfeitable badge, the historic golden meteor, which upon touch impressed upon the toucher's consciousness an unpronounceable, unspellable symbol. But that best was not enough. What physical science could devise and synthesize, physical science could analyze and duplicate. And that analysis and duplication had caused trouble indeed. Triplanetary needed something vastly better than its meteor. In fact, without a better, its expansion into an intersystemic organization would be impossible. It needed something to identify a patrolman, anytime and anywhere. It must be impossible of duplication or imitation. In fact, it should kill painfully any entity attempting imposture. It should operate as a telepath, or endow its wearer with a telepathic power. How else could a Tellurian converse with peoples such as the Regellians, who could not talk, see, or hear? Both Solarian Counselor Virgil Sams and his friend of old, Commissioner of Public Safety Roderick Kinnison, knew these things. But they also knew how utterly preposterous their thoughts were, how utterly and self-evidently impossible such a device was. But Aresia again came to the rescue. The scientist who had been assigned to the meteor problem, one Dr. Nels Bergenholm, who, all unknown to even his closest associates, was a form of flesh energized at various times by various Aresians, reported to Sams and Kinnison that, 1. Physical science could not then produce what was needed, and probably never could do so. 2. Although it could not be explained in any symbology or language known to man, there must be, a science of the mind, a science whose tangible products physical science could neither analyze nor imitate.